Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.
Train drivers, barristers and bin men are striking in what's been dubbed Britain's Summer of Discontent. Dock workers at Felixstowe are the latest taking industrial action, with almost 2,000 of them on strike all of this week. Unite, which is organising the strike, rejected the pay offer, which they described as the 7% pay offer of, 7% pay increase plus a £500 bonus. Joining us now is Sharon Graham, who's the General Secretary of the Unite Union. Good morning to you, Sharon. Thank you for being with us on Bloomberg Radio. First of all, has there been any progress in talks with the owners of Felixstowe Port?
Well, I think what's really important to sort of lay out at the beginning of this is this organisation and this company. They've just 10 days ago submitted their 2021 accounts, and they made £79 million in profit. £42 million has gone to shareholders, and their profits are up 28% on the preceding year. They've made more profits this year than they've ever made in their history. And in a situation like that, for them to ask their workers who made them this profit to take a pay cut is absolutely, totally unacceptable. So they have offered 7%. That has been rejected by our members. And of course, we hope that they will improve that offer and give our members a decent pay rise.
We were speaking to your colleague, Unite's National Officer, Robert Morton, yesterday, kind enough to talk to us on Bloomberg Radio. He said that workers wanted a pay deal closer to RPI, 12.3%. Is that right? CK Hutchison say that their pay offer is fair, but you want considerably more.
Well, I suppose you've got to look at this in terms of ability to pay of the employer. And, you know, one of the things that I do an awful lot is look into forensic accounts to make sure the employer has an ability to pay. And what you've got to see here is that if these workers are accepting anything less than inflation, and it's their decision on what they accept, but if they accept anything less than inflation, they are actually taking a pay cut. Now, for me, where does that end? If you've got an employer that is making the sorts of money that this company is making, and they are saying, but we are going to ask our workers to take a pay cut, where do these wages slide down to? Where is the end of what is happening here? So they can fully afford to pay it. They know they can fully afford to pay it. I know from their accounts they can fully afford to pay it. And really what they should do is come back to the negotiating table and offer a much better offer than what they've offered so far.
How far will workers be willing to go with this strike? Beyond 8 days?
Well, yes. I mean, obviously, what we don't want, workers don't want to be on strike. I mean, I think this is really the main thing. Workers do not want to be on strike. Unite's got 38,000 agreements with employers up and down a host of countries. And so we understand how you negotiate, how you come to deals. And in most cases, that happens. But when you've got a situation like this, we're a really profitable company, you know, beyond anything that anybody would think was not profitable, a really profitable company saying, actually, we think our workers should take a pay cut. In the year, they've made their biggest profits ever. I think anybody looking at that would say, hang on a second, this is really unfair. Because if they don't pay the inflation pay increase, their workers take a pay cut. And that cannot be acceptable when there are these types of profits. So, of course, I 100% back the strike action. Mm-hmm. I'll be with them on the picket line tomorrow. And I hope that the employer sees sense.
Yeah, OK. Having said that, I can understand that perhaps from the employer's perspective, they would say, A, is it really about ability to pay? Is that how we do pay negotiations? Not necessarily. Also, they say that the payoff that they are offering is fair. And the pay increase, of course, would be, you know, something over the long term that would benefit workers for many years. And profits aren't guaranteed for many years because the UK, for example, is expected to go into recession for something like five quarters in terms of a big slowdown. You've got a quite short window, really, of opportunity for negotiating these pay rises if Britain does tip into a recession.
Well, look, the reality is this company is in huge profit. You know, the owners of this company have just had accounts of £5 billion of profit. So we're not talking about a company that hasn't got an ability to pay. And why ability to pay is important, actually, is that when you're in a negotiating room and you're asking for a proper piece of the pie for workers, because that's what this is really about. What is the piece of the pie that workers should be having? You cannot possibly expect a trade union in the room representing their members to allow a company that's making this profit, their parent company, £5 billion worth of profit, to say, actually, we want your members to take a pay cut. It's abhorrent, actually, for these workers to be put into this position. The piece of the pie is important. Ability to pay is important. And this company can well afford to give a proper pay increase. Remember, this just keeps their wages at level pegging. It doesn't give them an uplift. It just keeps it at level pegging. They are absolutely fully able to do that. And of course, we hope that they do that.
Given the case that you've laid out, why is it that Keir Starmer, the Labour leader, isn't there with you supporting that?
Well, you know, we are the people that negotiate deals. The Parliamentary Labour Party, as far as I'm aware, have never got a pay rise for workers. That's the job of trade unions to do. The Labour Party, I hope, will see sense and support workers in dispute and support workers who are having difficulty, because they are supposed to be the voice for workers in Parliament. But as far as negotiations, this negotiation is concerned, this union, with me personally involved, will try and make sure that we can get these workers the pay rise that they deserve.
But surely his support could mean a lot in leveraging that negotiation.
Well, maybe, but, you know, I'm not going to hold my breath. You know, my job is to get on and do the job that I'm supposed to do for my members. I have been elected less than a year, actually, at the moment, and we've had over 400 disputes. We've won over 80% of them, and I'm absolutely focused every morning I wake up to make sure that workers get a decent pay rise, particularly where an employer can totally afford that, which is obviously the case in Felixstowe.
There's a separate dispute of Unite members at the Port of Liverpool. What are your demands there? Is there going to be, you know, more widespread strike action? You say that this at Felixstowe could go on beyond 8 days. What about Liverpool then?
Well, at Liverpool at the moment, we are still in negotiations. And of course, we are asking for the same situation. We're asking for an inflation pay rise. Liverpool docks are still in negotiations with us. But obviously, again, in the same situation, if we're put in a situation, remember, it's not workers that are causing disputes. I mean, that is the wrong way around to look at it. What's happening is that workers are going to the table for their pay rises. In doing so, we have very, very detailed accounts of the company, forensic accounts, not just what you see on Companies House. So we're fully aware of an ability to pay. And then when we're in those negotiations, we level those at the employer, and we ask for what we would see as a decent pay rise there. So obviously there are strikes and there are negotiations across Unite currently. For a lot of those, we've already come to a deal and we're really happy about that. But of course, where we don't come to a deal, there is no other option. There's not another option for workers other than to take strike action.
Is this the best moment in decades for you as a union to be negotiating pay rises?
Well, you know, I think what's quite interesting about that question is that, you know, there's been a lot of talk of, is there some type of, you know, cohesion between GSs, general secretaries, etc. The commonality at the moment, the commonality in terms of why there are so many disputes at the moment, are two words: pay cuts. The reason that there are so many disputes happening at the moment is that there are so many employers who are asking workers to take pay cuts. Now, I've been negotiating with employers for over 30 years, and I understand when an employer is in difficulty. And when that happens, we sit down, we negotiate. I want the company to
But
do
if
well.
You don't get this deal, if you don't get this deal, though, when you have the cost of living crisis that we have in Britain, that is a massive failure for the union.
If we don't get the deal in terms of the Felix,
if you don't get the pay rise that you want, the 12.3% RPI pay rise, if you fail to get that, if I were a union member, I'd be asking why I'm paying my dues, surely.
Well, and then this is a very good question, because that is exactly the reason why we're out on strike. And that's the point. If you look at the track record of Unite since I've been GS, we have won over 80% of disputes, £150 million that would have been in the pockets of employers and now in the pockets of workers. And my job is to focus on winning disputes. Now, the workers down at Felixstowe, their demand is 10%. That's what they've asked for, 10%. And we are going to stand with them and make sure that they get that 10%. We're going to do everything in our power to do that. So we have been left with no option but to take our members out on strike. They voted very heavily for this dispute, 92% yes vote, so way beyond any threshold that this Tory government wants to give us. And we will do everything in our power to make sure these workers win what they are asking.
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe. weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB Digital Radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.